So we return now to a story out of a small town in Arizona that's causing a national debate over how much English someone should be required to know if they want to seek elected office. First, we're going to give you a feel for the conversation. It's already started at takeaway.org. Dean from New Hampshire posted this to our Facebook page. People, this is America. We speak English. Another language is a plus, but English is a must. Dean from New Hampshire posted this. When this country was started, it was with English. If we all spoke different languages, we could not understand each other. Tom from Connecticut. I suspect that if you live in Arizona, Spanish is also a must. And David from Massachusetts posted this to our Facebook page. We already mentioned it, but es necesitar hablar inglés en los Estados Unidos. That's my butchering of Spanish. But the story is about a woman who apparently butchers English enough that she wasn't allowed to run for city council. The debate online, which you can be a part of, came after we mentioned the story of how Alejandrina Cabrera got her name on the ballot to run for city council in San Luis, Arizona, town of 25,000 residents, 90% of whom speak Spanish. Cabrera speaks English, but by her own admission, not very well. She graduated from an Arizona high school, and in an interview with the New York Times, she said Spanish is the language she uses during her campaign as she interacts with residents. It's also the language she uses as she lives her life in San Luis. Although she does help her two school children with their schoolwork in English, I speak little English, Cabrera was quoted as saying, but my English is fine for San Luis. You go to a market, it's Spanish, she said. You go to a doctor, it's Spanish. When you pay the bills for the lights or water, it's Spanish. But former mayor Guillermina Fuentes says that's not enough.
Our community is 90% Spanish speaking. But that doesn't mean that because you're Spanish speaking, you're going to run for office if you don't have a clue of what is going on.
Now, Guillermina Fuentes was once a friend of Alejandrina Cabrera's, now turned political enemy, and she asked a court to remove Cabrera's name from the ballot.
In this particular case, she didn't have a clue what was going on. She can survive with the English that she speaks. She can request a hamburger, but she doesn't have a clue what an agenda is. And she was asked that in court, and she didn't do well at all.
The court brought in a linguistics expert to test out Cabrera's English and found she did not have sufficient English language proficiency to function adequately as an elected city council member. The law in Arizona is crystal clear on this matter. Here's Glenn Gimbutt, the attorney first assigned the case for the city.
A person who is unable to speak, write, and read the English language is not eligible to hold a city office in the state, whether elective or appointive. In these six council meetings, if you stack the materials, and these the materials that go to councilmen are all in English. We don't have the money to hire a Spanish translator. We don't. The materials, if you stack them on a chair that they must read before the council meeting, would have been almost 2 feet thick.
That's the city attorney who represented the city in the case which removed Alejandrina Cabrera from the ballot. And we reached out to her through her attorneys. We did not get a response back as to what she thinks about her English proficiency, which was determined to be not enough to allow her to run. But a listener from Massachusetts sent us this text in response. If the counselor is able to do city biz, that's good enough. Most Americans aren't fluent anyway. Another listener from Oklahoma, fluent English is fine. No one speaks perfect English. You know how to weigh in. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.